As climbing season approaches, it means a logistical challenge for everyone involved, including the National Park Service. Mountaineering rangers see to the safety of climbers throughout the season, as well as ensuring that regulations are followed. In order to do that, they need semi-permanent camps with supplies and shelter. Many times they're assisted by the Alaska Air National Guard, but this year is a bit different, as Ranger Joe Reichert explains.
Because the military's been deployed, the big two rotor aircraft you've seen over the past few years, the Chinooks that typically help us out, weren't able to this year. So we've been flying our loads in with this helicopter, the A-Star B-3.
While the massive Chinook helicopters have the capacity to lift about 10 tons of equipment, the much smaller A-Star, which is similar to the Alaska State Trooper's primary rescue helicopter, has to make more trips to carry the same load. While Joe Reichert says they're operating on schedule, the team recognizes that time is of the essence.
Season's well getting underway this week, and the weather's cooperating really well. We've got quite a few climbers in the Ruth Gorge and in Tokositna climbing Mount Huntington. We have about 5 to 10 groups have already started up on the West Buttress. So the climbers are arriving and the annual migration is happening.
Right now, Joe Reichert and the helicopter crew are focused on moving supplies to what is known as 14 Camp, which is, appropriately, located near 14,000 feet of elevation. He says 14 Camp is very important to the Park Service's operation on the mountain for a number of reasons.
We've got the medical tent, the communications tent, and then the rangers have their individual sleep tents for the volunteers and the rangers. So it's all the bulk gear that's going up. They still hike up. All the rangers and volunteers will still spend between 6 and 10 days hiking up to 14,000 and acclimating on their way and checking the camps and talking to climbers and getting to know the people on the mountain.
At the literal controls of the operation is Andy Hermansky. He's flown this particular helicopter for Denali National Park as a contractor for 5 seasons, including a climber rescue at 19,800 feet in 2011. As for setting up base camp, Andy Hermansky says that the job won't be too different this year. It'll just mean more trips back and forth without the military's heavy lift capability. Looking cool and relaxed standing next to his machine, he says that the majesty of the Alaska Range never seems to dull.
Yeah, it's beautiful, obviously. It's definitely a very unique area, but also a different kind of flying than what a tourist would expect to see.
Sure.
But it's big. It's obviously high where I'm going, and it's definitely, I think beautiful is just a fitting word.
If everything remains on schedule, the necessary supplies should all be in place by the time that climbing season intensifies over the next 2 weeks. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.